Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian. Welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day 14 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 10. And I'll be reading from the King James Version, which says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Amen. The title of our devotion today is Alignment with Heaven. We have all heard the phrase, just like heaven on earth. When Jesus taught his disciples how to pray in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 9 through 13, he provided some insight into what heaven on earth might look like. In reality, heaven is a place where God's will reigns supreme. If we want to have a taste of heaven on earth, then our prayer should be like Jesus's, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." The purest motivation for our prayers is that God will be glorified and that his will would reign supreme in our lives, just like it does in heaven. On a more personal level, we can pray that his will be unhindered in our own lives. Rather than imposing his will upon us, God gives us the choice to surrender to it with trust and gladness. As we yield to the Lordship of Christ over every area of our lives, we come into agreement with Him. We experience alignment with heaven and position ourselves to taste a little bit of heaven here on earth. His will then becomes what we desire and the thing we most seek after. We enter into the incredible adventure of participating in God's plan to move His kingdom forward on the earth. This is where we find the most fulfilling and joyous life, but it all starts with one personal yes, Lord, on our part. Ask yourself, what does God's will on earth as it is in heaven look like in your life? Do the desires of your heart line up with the will of God? As we seek God together, let's pray as Jesus taught us, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Let us pray. Father, your word is very clear about what your will is. You desire for us to reach out to the lonely, the oppressed, the marginalized, and the lost. You have great compassion on them and desire us to be your hands and your feet. Please help our will to line up with yours. Please enable us to care about others being lost more than we care about the comforts or problems in our own lives. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And may we be willing to bring your kingdom to earth by the way we treat others around us. Please open our eyes to who you want us to be and bless us today. Finally, Father, I pray that you will bless Living Water Christian Center and bless all those who are listening today with great blessings, with your supernatural favor, and with a close personal relationship with you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Friends, remember, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's word and to pray mightily. So our suggested meditation scriptures for today include Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 10, Isaiah 58, verses 1 through 12, James chapter 1, verse 27. God bless you, and we can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with Him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.